Welcome to Historically St. Pete, a weekly conversation where we explore the truths and the myths of the people and events that have created the Sunshine City. As I love to say, my name is Rui Frias, and I have the best job in town. I'm the executive director of the St. Pete Museum of History. Located on the pier, the Museum of History has been sharing the stories of the Sunshine City for over 103 years now, and we're happy to share them with you. Back when I used to teach history at St. Pete High, I would try and instill the importance of knowing your community's history in my students. Whether it was our founding mothers and fathers, or the birth and growth of our city, and yes, even and especially the uncomfortable history. I truly believe that once you understand the history of St. Pete, how we started, what we've gone through, how we're still trying to grow and improve, you can't help but fall in love with the city. It's even easier if you're a native. So joining us today is a special guest who spent his young life, yes, and he's still young, trying to make St. Pete a better place. And of course, someone who appreciates and loves the city's history. I'd like to welcome Kevin King. Welcome, Kevin.
Hey, thank you, Rui. Thank you for your service and stewardship
of our
history.
This is my life joy. So Kevin is a St. Pete native. He grew up on the West Side. A graduate of Gibbs High School, where he studied under my favorite journalism teacher ever, Herb Serrata. And of course, he's a USF St. Pete grad. There's so many layers here that we're going to talk about. but most folks know or remember Kevin as an important part of Mayor Kreisman's administration. And now I have the honor of working with him on the Board of Museum History. So give us some background. Tell us about your early background here. And not yet the Mayor Ulrich question that comes later.
Oh, okay, yes. So thank you for the introduction. You've summed much of it up. I was born here to parents who came from New York and Long Island, and I was the first in my family to be born in Florida. So take pride in that, and also like responsibility. It's probably what being sort of the first true Floridian in the family, it's probably what sparked some of my interest in my own home here and getting excited about St. Pete and St. Pete history. And it's been a journey. I've, loved this town. Obviously, it's been very good to me. At times, not great to me, but it's part of sort of, cities are living things. And we have this relationship with our homes and with our cities and move through them and appreciate them. And I'm fascinated by St. Pete and continue to be. And so it's brought me to this service on the Museum of History.
And we're glad to have you.
Yeah.
So you're kind of destined for a life in politics because of like your first job, right? That had nothing really to do with politics, but
right.
It did. Tell us.
I grew up across the street from a man named Reverend J.W. Cate, and I think he's the first person who gave me money for doing a job, which is mowing his lawn. And he was the reverend at the nearby church in West St. Pete. There's now a rec center named after him.
Yes.
J.W. Cate. It used to be Northwest Community Center. And he was a really – everything I remember about him and his family, they were very lovely. He was a nice man. Was very involved in sort of the politics of the city in the mid-80s, the pursuit of baseball and building a stadium, and also just a revered person in the neighborhoods in West St. Pete. So mowed his lawn. He used to come out and give me like some Kool-Aid or juice at the end of mowing. I remember that. And made my first few dollars there. And I think – and then I moved on to – becoming a busboy at CD Roma's. So that was,
I love CD Roma's.
Yeah, I just moved. Great progression. Yeah.
It's funny because I was working in my yard the other day and thinking, I used to do this for like 50 cents and stuff, and I thought I had all the money in the world. I'm like, where are the kids now that can come do this for me?
Right.
You can't find them anywhere.
No, there's no one's mowing lawns anymore. In fact, I have a son who I said just recently, like, I need to teach you how to mow a lawn. And he's like, well, we hire someone to do that. I don't think I'll ever need to mow a lawn. And I'm like, listen, it's a rite of passage. You have to learn how to mow a lawn.
That's exactly right. Oh, my gosh. All right. So we're going to talk more about history in a second. But one thing I do want to touch on is I mean, you've worked directly with two of the largest projects in St. Pete's modern history. One being, of course, the St. Pete Pier, which I cannot believe is 5 years old next
right.
month.
Yep.
And, of course, more recently, the residences at 400 Central. So what was it like, especially the pier? I mean, that was – I mean, we lived it because we'd look outside our window and see it every day. And I just – you know, you'd look at it and think it would never get finished, and then all of a sudden, bam, they're putting in the trees.
Yeah. Well, first, I'm so freaking lucky or cursed, one or the other, to work on the pier because, you know, that was a saga.
Oh, yeah.
Getting the new pier built. But to have worked on the pier and, you know, sometimes peripherally, sometimes in the room where decisions were being made, and then to work on this large private project, which is the tallest building on the west coast of Florida, the residences at 400, I'm very blessed to have a hand in these things that are shaping the future of the city. The pier has been just such a success, right?
Oh, crazy, yes.
And it's what's cool about it is we all, you know, there was a time with the old pier where it just seemed like that's where you brought visitors.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd go up to Cha-Cha Coconuts and get the view and maybe get a free fudge sample on the way down.
That's right.
Maybe back in the 80s you'd pop into the Bounty if it was in town, but... And then you'd leave, but it was kind of a you go and you leave. And now you go out there, and there's locals out there enjoying mm-hmm. themselves, families at the splash pad. It's kind of a vision realized. It's how we intended it to be. And I think the distinction from this pier to past piers, and this was very purposeful, was to not make it necessarily an icon, but to make it an extension of our waterfront park system. The days of sort of, first of all, you don't really have the money to build a Mediterranean revival
right.
pier, right? Or a new million-dollar pier. The days of cities building some great icon are maybe over with public dollars. So it was always like, how do we extend this waterfront park system and honor sort of the best thing that ever happened to St. Pete, which is our waterfront system,
sure.
right? And I think this pier does that. There's like dynamic touch points all throughout. And locals are riding bikes and eating and shopping out there. There's local businesses out there. It's working just like vision realized.
Yeah.
And it makes me so proud when I'm out there.
And you should be. And, yeah. Even in our tours that we do, whether it's the boat tours that go around the pier or the trolley tours, I tell people that by far in my lifetime, the best thing the city has ever done. And from a personal standpoint, I think, when I got the job at the museum, when you drive onto the pier every day to go into the parking lot, that was the most or the largest number of times I've been on the pier for like 20 years before mm-hmm. that. I mean, you're right. You take, you know, your families from out of town, they come in and you take them to the top of the pier to look at, you know, what we had for a skyline at that time, right?
Right.
And then, you know, pretty much that was it.
But listen, the Museum of History deserves like the resilience award.
We do.
For hanging in there during construction, during uncertainty. You know, everyone talks about like what's going to happen next with the Tropicana Field site. And it feels like a never ending
mm-hmm.
sort of journey we're on here. But we went through that kind of with the new pier. It felt like, here's another round. We're never going to get this right. And then we finally do. And the Museum of History in particular, which is the gateway to the pier district, hung in there. And everyone should be very proud at the museum and the community of what you did there. Because we put you through it when I was with the city.
So, quick story. I remember Raul Quintana, Chris Balestra, couple folks from the construction company, they took me out on the road. The pier was closed. They took me out on the road to show me where the fence lines, the construction fence lines would be. So I'm like, okay, great. There's still being, you know, you can still make your way to the museum and stuff like that. You know, walking, of course, the parking lots would be closed. So I look at Chris Balestra and I say, so when are the fences coming down? And the contractor goes, when the project's done. And Chris, like, grabbed my arm and goes, are you okay? Because, like, I just lost all the color in my body.
Years.
You
know? Years. Really?
It was
years.
About, it was crazy. But, yeah, I mean, the city, you know, helped us, of course, you know, but it was quite a battle. But We survived.
It'll all be worth it, right? And that's right. The museum's going to be even brighter for the future.
It will.
Yeah.
So tell us about 400 Central.
Yeah. Residents will be moving in this year, end of the year. This is, as I mentioned, the tallest building on a residential building on the Gulf Coast. It is an entire city block. To touch on the history of it, we know that this particular block was really a center of commerce and finance and lodging for downtown St. Pete. You can correct me, I think 100 years ago.
Yes, or actually more. A little more. Yeah.
We had a hotel there. We had one of the city's first banks was there. And then
Elvis Presley in 1956.
The actual king was at the Florida Theater on the site.
Yeah.
And I completely forgot about that. That's really cool, by the way. We need to figure out how to memorialize that.
You do, yeah.
So actually, John Katsimatidis, who founded and owns Red Apple Group, will appreciate that history because that's his kind of music.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there we go.
For sure. We are returning the site, activating the site. This was a big black hole in our downtown for a long time.
It was. It was all closed up, yeah.
We had dilapidated buildings, obviously infamously called cheese grater buildings because they had this ugly metal grate covering the facade. And as you go from Beach Drive west down Central Avenue, you kind of hit this hole. And it was like that for many years, so we're glad to bring this back online. The retail on the block is going to be exciting. And really kind of honor the vibe of St. Pete. This isn't going to be a place where you see chain after chain it's a beautiful, right, shiny new building, but we're also mindful that this is St. Petersburg. And to succeed, you have to kind of look and feel like St. Pete.
And you guys are giving a nod to history geeks like me because of what you're doing with the clock.
Yeah, so the 100-plus-year-old clock, pedestal clock that stood on the site is being refurbished and rebuilt. This is we don't have a lot of that in town.
Right.
So that'll be a nice addition.
It will be a nice addition.
Yeah.
So 20 years in politics, right? There's no way we're going to cover all of them in 10
minutes.
Don't
just say politics. Politics.
City service.
And public service.
There you go.
Because the politics is the worst part of it. It's the part you have to endure to get to the public service.
True.
Right?
True, I'll give you that. So, most trying times.
Oh, man. Personally or professionally?
Professionally.
It takes a toll, generally.
Sure.
But I think the most trying, every campaign obviously is a battle and takes a toll. But just to focus on, and obviously being in the Florida legislature with Mayor Christman for 6 sessions, can age you very quickly.
Oh, Tallahassee can do that.
When you wake up every day and you know you're going to lose that day. so that's a feeling.
It's kind of like the generals, right? The guys who play the Harlem
Globetrotters. Yeah, yeah. The Florida Democrats are the generals, right? Not to get too political, but that's the case in Tallahassee. The most trying time in public service, I think, has been in City Hall dealing with the breakdown of our wastewater infrastructure.
Oh, yeah.
And something that hadn't been properly taken care of for a long time that sort of came home to roost on our watch.
Mm-hmm.
It was extremely stressful to manage. Now, mind you, I wasn't in the public works department, but this became a mayor's office problem.
Sure.
But, the most stressful thing was it's also the thing I'm most proud of. We pulled out of it and we figured out how to get this right for the future. And Mayor Welch and his team are still working on it today. But as someone who cares deeply about St. Petersburg, as someone who cares deeply about the environment, I've been a member of Surf Rider. It pained me personally to know, like, hey, if we get a lot of rain, it's got nowhere to go but into the bay,
right.
This backup of wastewater. So That was a really stressful time, I think, for all of us. But we pulled out of it, and I think we're on track again. And, you know, cities now have to be built for the future. The climate's changing. Seas are rising, and our infrastructure has to handle that.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, most rewarding time or event?
I think the and this a little bit goes back to the benefit of having been born and raised here. Our police department was never quite right. Obviously, the flashpoint in St. Pete history was the 96 turmoil. I was a senior at Gibbs High School that year. But even just besides that, there was always, you know, the St. Pete Police Department was always in the news.
Mm-hmm.
And finding, along with Mayor Kreisman, Deputy Mayor Kanika Tomlin at the time, and our team, finding Chief Anthony Holloway, having him say yes to this job. Now he's in his 11th year already of being the police chief. And the St. Pete Police Department, I don't think, has ever been better. They have a new police station. But the leadership there, it's been just extraordinary. And also, it's not something you read about.
I was about to say, you haven't heard anything about the St. Pete Police Department in years. So that tells you that you guys hit a home run with that.
Chief Holloway would yell at me right now and say, knock on wood, like, don't. but, yeah, no, I mean, they're in good hands. And he's just the best person and the best police chief. And that decision was one of the very first things we dealt with when the Chrysler administration got to City Hall.
Mm-hmm.
It was summer 2014, and we had to find a new police chief. There was a lot of debate about who it should be. And just nailing that, to me, I just take a lot of pride in, a lot of satisfaction in. It was definitely one of the most rewarding, for sure.
Awesome.
Yeah. And the most important thing we do is public safety.
Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, yeah, I remember actually that my first week at the museum was his introduction at the Museum of History. And he was just, I got to speak to him for like 4 minutes. But I'm like, oh my God, this guy is amazing.
It was a Saturday morning, I believe.
I think so.
And
yeah.
It was the first time he met my son. I brought him to the Museum of History.
Okay.
We did the meet and greet there for him with the community.
Yep.
And I have a great picture of him holding my son. who is a year old or something, a year and a half.
So, you know, we talked a little bit about baseball. I love this. Tell us your question for former Mayor Bob Ulrich.
Yeah, well, first of all, I love Mayor Ulrich. Mm-hmm. I still love him. I was just kind of a nerd, you know, growing up here. Mayors might as well have been presidents. Like, he might as well have been Ronald Reagan coming to Northwest Elementary School. I knew he was coming. I asked my dad, I said, hey, you know, the mayor is coming tomorrow. And so we thought of a question to ask Mayor Ulrich. This is probably 89, I think, 1989-ish. And even back then, we had a dome with no team. We were trying to get White Sox and Giants and all those teams coming here. And I asked Mayor Ulrich if we would have baseball in St. Pete soon. And he responded that he thought we would. And it felt good just to talk to him and meet him. And now, you know, so many years later, decades later, I get to talk to him regularly and bring him out to the construction site. And, you know, he's a friend.
I met him when a million years ago, it seems like, when I worked for the Festival of Stays, when I worked for the Suncoasters. He was mayor at the time, and I'm just this young punk kid out of college, you know, and talking to him was just like just talking to your friend.
Yeah.
You know, and kind of like, you know, your former boss, you know, Mayor Kreisman. It's the same thing. It's like, but you look at it and you're the mayor like, oh my gosh, it's the mayor, you know, but then you talk to these guys, you're like, oh, they're really cool.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Now they're just dudes. Yeah. Now all of them to me are just dudes because I've been around so long, and I'm like, oh, it's just a guy. But, that question asking Mayor Ulrich about baseball was sort of the beginning of my involvement in baseball in St. Pete. And
well, you are a big baseball guy, right?
I am, and I ended up being, you know, across the negotiating table from the Rays for 8 years, trying to figure out this stadium deal. And it's surreal. Like, sometimes I would leave negotiations with Stu Sternberg and kind of pinch myself or be like, how am I getting away with this? Like, how did I end up here? And for a guy who's born here, but listen, this goes back to everything. Anyone can do anything in St. Pete. Like, you know, the possibilities are really endless. You can get involved and you can make a difference and move the needle for the place you live in. And I've had the chance to do that.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
One of my favorite quotes of all time, of course, because, you know, being the history geek, is, you know, those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it. So what do you think is the importance of knowing and understanding your community's history?
Well, it being growing up here helped guide my service to the city in City Hall. I mentioned just knowing, having awareness of the police department over the years, mm-hmm. and kind of what we needed to do to fix that. So just paying attention to where you are and to your home obviously can inform decisions. But, you know, St. Pete history, local history, there's no excuse. We're immersed in it. We're helping write it every day.
Right.
And it's the most accessible history that we have. You don't need a plane ticket or a train ticket to go learn about it.
Sure.
You can go to your museum of history. Just pay attention. And you can do extraordinary things in St. Pete. And what I think is interesting is how often we don't realize that we are making history. Recently in St. Pete and throughout the country, we had this this giant protest that happened on the west side of town called No Kings.
Mm-hmm.
And people woke up that day and they spent an hour or two of their day going to this thing and leaving, not realizing that they were making history, just living and engaging in their community.
Right.
It ends up being the largest protest perhaps in our country's history. And we do these small things every day and not realize what I think we take for granted what we're a part of and how we're making a difference. It starts obviously with just paying attention, but then just move through this community in a way that you can really change things. That's what you can do here.
Well, I mean, you've changed a lot of things here. And
as of you.
And I know that, you know, we were incredibly happy to have you join the museum's board. I mean, why do you think it was important to join the museum's board?
You know, partly it's just like, how do I continue giving back after leaving City Hall, not being content with just private sector work? What opportunities are there for me that I can do that don't compromise my number one priority, which is time with my son, right?
Sure.
And the Museum of History, obviously I've spoken of like all my affinities for the museum. You were a big part of the reason that I wanted to get involved in the museum. And I'll tell a story about this. When I was at the City Hall, not long after you started as, were you like 2017 executive director, 2016?
Around that, yeah, yeah.
You had called us and said, well, I want to capture the history while it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
I want to come in and sit down with the mayor and deputy mayor and record their thoughts. And you even asked for anything. I think I gave you a necktie from Mayor Priceman.
Which we still have.
Yeah. And so, but I thought that was so smart and really told me a lot about your leadership at the museum, because things you can't wait, and you know it's so much harder as time goes by.
Right.
And you were wise enough to say, "Let me get in City Hall and capture some of this while it's happening and get fresh thoughts." And I was really impressed by that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
And you know, I think more museums need to do that while people are living and breathing. Right.
Right.
So your leadership is a big part of me wanting to be involved. And the St. Pete Museum of History also is, you know, we have so many museums in this town, and they're all about someone or something else. The Museum of History is about us. And to me, that's the great distinction about the Museum of History. It's the differentiator. We go to the Dalí to learn about an artist born in Spain,
right?
And we go to the, you know, James Museum to learn about Western art. But the Museum of History is learning about us, and whether it's us or the Woodson, that's where you learn about us, and that excites me.
Great answer.
Yeah,
I mean, really, truly is. I mean, we are an amazing city of museums, but the Woodson, us, we specialize on what happened here.
Yeah.
Right?
And it's cool. Stories. This is a cool place.
Yeah. So last question for you. I get asked this all the time, so now I'm going to ask you this question.
No.
Pick one thing that you think is the key point of St. Pete history. What is the most important event you think that happened in our history that you can think of?
Man, this is not – this is such
Listen, I get asked this daily, all right?
This is not a fair question. At all. It's not – the show's not Stump the Guest.
No, it's not.
It is?
Well, I'll tell you mine.
Okay.
Mine is World War II. To me, the biggest event in our history, because it didn't just change St. Petersburg. It changed all of Florida. It opened up Florida to America. Nobody knew anything about Florida until those, you know, millions of men came here and women came here to train. And then went back and talked about, you know, walking down Beach Drive and pulling oranges off of people's trees and stuff like that. Right. So to me, you know, everything else that's happened here has been, you know, amazing history. But to me, that's been the most important part in my mind of our past.
Well, that's a good answer, Rui. I think, look, I think the obvious answer is going all the way back to the beginning of the protection of the waterfront park system. Because I think that shaped us in a way that, but that's too obvious. So I'll reframe this a bit and talk about what kind of led to this the most important thing that led to this most recent renaissance that we've all experienced. And I think we talk a little bit about, you hear people talk about baseball, you know, that's not it. That's been complimentary. It's helped. The reopening of the Vinoy was obviously a pretty big deal because it activated downtown in a new way. But I just think in general the arts did this for us. I think that's shaped us more than anything else, from the selection of St. Pete for the Dalí Museum, put us on this trajectory. Through, you know, my friend Wayne Atherholt worked on the Florida International Museum, which shaped things for us in a whole new way, and all the way to the murals. And now you can't walk around without bumping into a museum or a gallery or something. So I think the arts catalyzed this generational renaissance that we've had. The World War II answer is much more substantive and serious.
No, I was just thinking. But, I think I'm going to steal your answer on some of these when I get asked this again, because I like that answer.
But, you know, people do ask, like, what's the deal? And is it baseball? Is it this? I think it's the arts. And I think
that's
answer.
Yeah.
I think we need to continue to honor arts and artists.
I agree. Yeah. Kevin, thank you so much for joining us today on Historically St. Pete and sharing your unique piece of history of
thank
our
you,
city.
Sir.
So I invite everyone to tune in weekly to RadioSt.Pete.com for Historically St. Pete and to stop by the Museum of History on your next visit to the St. Pete Pier and explore the rich and unique history of the Sunshine City. You can visit HistorySt.Pete.org for more details on our exhibits and events. Thanks for listening, and join us next week on Historically St. Pete.
Thank you.